All right. Yeah. So for those of you who haven't heard our overview of the coalition, at the end of the meeting, we'll do a brief overview, talk about the different initiatives that we're working on and resources. But with the coalition, which is a substance use prevention coalition, we have a faith-based portion of that, which meets every other month. And this is our fifth meeting, Amber. So we started back in November, and we've offered different trainings, like a Narcan training. We did a training on vaping and tobacco use. And then we had our last presentation was with Paul Ajuda with Seabrook's faith-based track and spiritual track. So we try to, you know, bring the faith-based community together and offer different trainings throughout the year. And also, you know, just try to make everybody aware of all the different programs that are going on here in Atlantic County when it comes to faith-based and substance misuse. It has been a struggle. Each time we have the meeting, we do a large mailing to over 130 different faith-based organizations. We do follow-up emails. So we do a physical mailing and we do the emails. And then we have it on our website. And you can see the turnout we get. So it has been a struggle. It has been difficult. But we think one of the reasons is we haven't been able to go in person to the different, congregations and churches and whatnot. So once we're able to do that, we think we'll be able to drum up more, participation here. But so today we just basically wanted to invite everyone to share what types of services you are offering, whether it's in your treatment facility or your faith-based organization. And then also, you know, with that information, we'll update our website, because on our website, and I'll show you later when we do the JTAC overview, we have resources for faith-based community. So if anything's on there that shouldn't be there, or if you want to add anything additional, you can just contact Amber or myself and we can take care of that. I think now we can just do like a brief introduction. We'll just go around. I'll start with Amber and then just...
Okay. My name is Amber Catano. I work with Brian at Atlantic Prevention Resources and Join Together Atlantic County. I'm a community coalition assistant. Like Brian said, we're working on this project together, and we've really been, trying to build up that relationship with the faith-based community. And what we're trying to do here is, just put it out to the community that it seems like what we're finding is like most congregations have their own programs going on. And so it's really like for us to try and get that all into like one place, so that if somebody's looking for these resources, that they can go one place and find it. And, through that pick, one of the things that we did not that long ago was with Fresh Start Church, they had an event that was called Fresh, and it was financial, relational, emotional, spiritual, and health. And they took each day and focused on a different thing. And we did two parent presentations for them, one on drug trends, and we had recorded one of them, and we'll have that posted on our website shortly as well. So what we're kind of looking to do too is to just connect with the churches. And if you guys have, any type of programs that you offer, we'd be willing to come in and, offer our services and say, these are the things that we have going on. So that's really what we're looking to do, is just get that connection between, the community and, the faith-based community and, the recovery community as well. So I'll go next to Heather. You're to my right, so I'll go to you next. If you want to just give a brief introduction of yourself.
Yeah, hi, my name is Heather Knoll. I'm the outreach director at Fusion Church. I have two locations, one at Egg Harbor Township on the Black Horse Pike, and one in Summers Point on New Hampshire Avenue, right behind like Goji and the AT&T building. And we're a non-denominational church. We have two locations, like I said, another one coming up soon in Cumberland County. And we're just here to serve the community. Be a part of, whatever the community's needs are.
Okay, thank you.
You're a local hope dealer, aren't you?
Yep, that's us. The signs right on. Yep.
Okay, Dave, did you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Dave Ledford, and I am the new pastor at the United Methodist Church in Absecon. Just started July 1st, so I don't really know what we used to do. I know that we're not back open to doing much of those things like hosting NA or AA or anything like that. But I was invited to this, and I figured it'd be great to see what resources that I can give to people who come into my office.
Great. Thank you, Dave.
Excellent, Zach. Dave. We're welcome to the neighborhood. We're like right around the corner from you guys on Shore Road.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. Zach, did you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, Zach got a ghost on Dockies, and I'm just going to say that one time, and that's it. High school wasn't fun for me, so they call me Pastor Zach. I'm with Recovery Centers of America. I'm one of the spiritual advisors here, and we have a Christian program that is scripture-based, and we're hopping over here. We're really busy. Heather, it's good to see you on here. I was part of Fusion Church for a very long time, at least 5-6 years. I was part of the church for 12 years when it was New Covenant Community Church. And I would have to say that Pastor Brendan has done a phenomenal job with reaching out to the community and to the patients at RCA. Dave, it's good to see you. Welcome, brother. It's so good. It's so good to see everybody on here. But I'm just here serving everybody. So however I can help you, it is what it is. All right.
Thanks, Zach. Okay, Aaron, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. How are you doing today? My name's Aaron McConnell. I'm the Recovery Center Coordinator for All Roads Recovery Center in Pleasantville. We work with John Brooks, and we are currently offering a faith-based group on Thursday nights from 6:30 to 8 p.m. I do have a flyer. I'm not sure if Jesse sent it, if you would like me to send it to you. We thoroughly believe that several pathways to recovery is so incredibly important, and finding a higher power is just pivotal. And our faith-based group has really become very popular and exciting. They read scripture. We talk about how recovery and faith come together, and you know, it's kind of a beautiful process. There's a singer that comes in, and it's very exciting.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. Joanne, did you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Joanne Farrell. I am the Addictions Coordinator for Catholic Charities, the Diocese of Camden. And we cover 6 counties, including Atlanta County. So it really is an honor to be here with this group. I offer training programs for all of our parishes, which are all the churches within the Diocese of Camden. We've completed 2 marvelous sessions, one called I Thirst, which prepared parishioners to be spiritual companions for people who are afflicted, as well as their family. You know, their family members, absolutely, because the whole family, it really involves the whole entire family. In addition to that, I also instruct parish nurses, and I know we hold health fairs throughout all of the counties, and in particular, Atlanta County. So, Amber, I am so happy to hear you say that you would offer to come to possibly our churches and, to share information. That would be absolutely marvelous. And I'll pass that information on to my colleague, I was hoping she would be here today. It was Nicole Kiefer. She's the director of parish nursing. And the other thing is, Zach, I just wanted to say a quick hello to you. Your name came up. Dawn, I met with Dawn Gerassi, just a great meeting. And she tells me all the great things that you're doing there at Lighthouse. So it's a pleasure to meet you. Again, so happy to be here with everyone.
Nice to meet you, Joanne. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. And yes, Nicole has been on one of our meetings as well. And so hopefully we can make a connection with her and get some things done there. And then next, I'd say, Jonathan, did you want to introduce yourself?
Happy to. Jonathan Kremer. I'm rabbi at Shirat Hayam in Ventnor. We're a newly merged 5 years in with a reform congregation, the former Emeth Shalom. We used to be called Beth Judah. It's my first time doing anything with this group. We have not had any programs, really any outreach, inreach, anything about addiction and related issues. Not that we're pretending it doesn't exist in our community, but for the most part, we just don't find out about it. Because it tends to be, we're an older congregation. And when issues come up, it tends to be more the grandchildren of rather than the children of. The children of our congregation are all adults on their own at this point. So we do know that there is that obviously it's everywhere and no one's exempt. It just hasn't really directly affected us in ways that would lead us to respond with, although that doesn't keep us from being proactive or preemptive, but it just hasn't been on our horizon yet.
Jonathan, and one of the things we've also, I believe it was a rabbi on one of our other meetings, had sort of mentioned the same thing, having like an older congregation. And one of the things that stuck out most to me about that was, especially when you say grandparents, one of the things that we offer is free locking medicine cabinets, and we offer free deterra disposal bags. And I think that these type of things are so important, especially for an older congregation, because, you know, that's where a lot of times people are going, you know, I mean, it's like the grandparents don't realize that the pain medications are going missing. So that securing of the medication is going to be huge in a congregation like yours. And like I said, that was just something that kind of like popped in my head when we had the one meeting and the guy said that. Right. It was like, wow, and this is what we need to do, you know? So I appreciate that. And that's definitely something that we'll talk about later, you know, what we do as far as that, but it's definitely something that I think that your congregation should be interested in.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. And Sophia, you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, everybody. Sophia Johnson from DCF CSOC. I'm the prevention coordinator on the PFS grant. Outside of the state, I am also a licensed minister. And so I do recognize the importance of establishing a connection between the faith-based community and the prevention community. This is my first meeting. Thank you so much for the invite. I'm just kind of here to soak it all in, to hear what is being provided in the county. I am in Mercer County. However, I do have a congregation in Hamilton, New Jersey. And so, you know, any information you all can provide would be very helpful for my congregants as well. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks, Sophia. I didn't know that about you. See, you learn something new each day, right?
Right. That's right.
Okay. And I think that's everyone, right? I think everyone's introduced themselves.
Yeah. So I think what we can do now is just go around and then just briefly talk about any services that you may offer within your organization, be it recovery, support groups, even if it's a prevention program. I know a lot of some of the congregations here in Atlantic County have like a program called Upward Basketball for the Kids or Upward Sports for the Kids. So anything that you may offer, just fill us in and we'll just go around the table. We'll just go in the same order that we went. So I guess we'll start with Heather.
Yep. All right. So as the outreach director here at Fusion, my job is primarily to lead our outreach team, which is going out in the community, mostly Atlantic City because of where our location is. We do all over Atlantic County and soon to be all over Cumberland County as well. And here at Fusion Church, our mission is to reach people far from Jesus, equip Christ followers, and go to all the nations, both across the world and across the street. So the way we actually handle the addiction and substance abuse community primarily falls along the same lines too. We reach people through partnering with Angels in Motion, Hope One, various shelters and different recovery centers in Atlantic County. Then we equip Christ followers. So once we reach people who are going through addictions, once we, you know, whether it's through loving on someone through Hope One or Angels in Motion and blessing bags, whether it's going out to serve, you know, food or just to be a presence in some of these communities, we meet people face to face. We get to talk to them, get to hear their stories. And once we reach them, we help equip them just by inviting them to church and getting them involved in what we call connect groups. We have several groups for recovery, including Celebrate Recovery, which is led not only for substance abuse, but also whether it's like pornography addiction, whether it's like eating disorder addiction, all kinds of addictions are able to come to this group and just and journey together through this. And because we're a faith-based organization, we do have, you know, the Christian perspective going through the recovery journey. We also have what's called Freedom Ministry, Freedom Connect Groups, which is a 13-week Bible study, book, small group study that leads people through through Christ and through the freedom he offers us. And then at the end of the 13-week study, we have a big conference here at the church. And it's a lot of prayer ministry, a lot of teaching, a lot of just journeying people to get them to break through different bonds and chains that they're going through in their life, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally too. Part of equipping also is not just happening during the week through these groups. We also have message series when the pastor is preaching. We have very relevant teaching in Sarah Fusion. We believe very strongly in not just, you know, giving people a message, but giving them applications to their true, what they're going through in their life. So just a few months ago, in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, we actually had a message series called Help, I Think I'm Losing It, where it was about 4 or 5 week series where our pastors preached about just mental health. And we actually had a mental health counselor come in and had a discussion with one of our pastors, like in front of, you know, in front of the congregation. And we asked them questions. We had a chance to talk about mental health and how it relates to physical and spiritual recovery, and as well as, you know, from that Christian perspective. And so outside, once we've, you know, we're able to equip people, we believe very strongly again in going to all nations, both across the world through international ministry and also across the street. So once we get people, we're going through recovery, we get them on the journey, we get them, you know, growing and getting better to where they need to be. We always encourage them to get back on a team, whether it's serving as a volunteer here on the weekends, whether it's joining my outreach team, going back into the city. And there's been some really beautiful stories of how we've had people who have gone through addiction, who have come out through Celebrate Recovery, come out through Freedom, and now they're serving back on our team, serving back in the very community they came from. You know, people who have received blessing bags from Angels in Motion, or have, you know, received services through Hope One, and are now coming back to be part of our team to serve those people, right, and be that model for them, to show how you can find recovery, you can find your life again, you know, and giving back in the process. And any new people who want to partner, you know, we love partnering with new organizations. We love, you know, as much as we can, loving on the community. So I'm here to learn from you guys and see how we can best partner with some of your organizations too.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So on our website, we have a resource tab. And under that resource tab, we have a faith-based section where it's all faith-based resources. And I actually have Fusion One there, but for whatever reason, I must have the wrong link or something. If you could just send me an email, I just put my email in the chat box. If you look at our website, I can send the link in the chat as well. And I'll pull it up later in our overview of the coalition. But if you could take a look at that and see the description we have for your organization and also the link. And if you could email me, like a short paragraph, a blurb about what it is you offer and the correct website, that would be great. So we can update our website with that.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you.
Yep.
I just updated it. The V was missing in the ATL Prev. So just make sure, Heather, you use that second one.
Yeah, thank you.
I just happened to notice you won't be getting any emails.
Yeah, thanks.
No problem.
All right. So next, let's go to Dave.
Well, I know that we have NA and AA. Well, we did before I got here. Part of our reopening process as a church, they started with starting for their own ministries. And right now we're working through how do we safely open to outside organizations, particularly ones like NA and AA, which are kind of confidential. And we are still contact tracing on Sunday mornings. And so we're trying to figure out ways, how can we provide space for people who we can't contact, that we don't have addresses and phone numbers for. One option is to let them do their own contact tracing, but I'm not sure that the United Methodist Church as a whole would be comfortable with us, with them using our property and doing their own contact tracing. They probably would want us to have something to do with it. So we really want to get that back up and going. We think it's important for them to have it, but we don't really know what that next step is, how to do that in what's going on right now. I know we have a senior center, which is for senior citizens. That's kind of, we're waiting on the county to open that up in our church. But I think also this is there are very few good things that have come from COVID, but some good things. And one of them, I think, is especially as a church in transition, that we get to kind of recreate ministries, to kind of recreate and redefine the church a bit. And so I think we can go into the future thinking of new ways to reach out to our community. And so I think having connections like these that are on the screen right now are going to be important as we look forward to doing that.
Thank you, Dave. That's great. Let's go with Zach.
So here at Recovery Centers of America, we provide a lot of programs, NAAA. We actually started a new program called Smart Recovery. We started another group called Refuge Recovery, which comes from a Buddhist perspective. And then we have the Christian program, which I'm responsible for. One of the things I do like about RCA is that RCA likes to meet people where they're at. We may not agree with all our spiritual theology, but we try to meet people where they're at. And we're trying to just get people to understand that there's a power greater than themselves. What I do here is I try to remove the religiosity out of Christianity. The Christian program is a Christ-centered, scripture-based program. So we believe that the 12 steps are biblical principles. And what we do is we try to take every person, agnostic, atheist, wherever you're at spiritually, and take you through the process of the 12 steps, because we believe that the 12 steps is a process of sanctification. It's a process that exposes the lies that we've been believing that causes them to behave a certain type of way. The Christian program is strongly scripturally based. So we believe that the word of God is powerful enough to change you from the inside out. Paul says that transformation comes from renewing of the mind. The mind must be renewed. And we believe that the scriptures provide that power to change you from the inside out. So my job is to love them, because 99.9% of the people that walk in this building don't feel loved at all. Self-condemnation. They hate themselves. So we love on them wherever they're at spiritually. And we just remind them that God loves them and that God is knocking on the door of their heart and they have a choice today. So my job specifically is just to remove the religiosity out of it and try to make that process as smooth as possible. That's all.
Excellent. Thank you, Zach. Got me all pumped up over here. I'm ready to go. Jonathan.
I fear nothing as yet to really offer in the realm that we're in right now. But if you know anyone who's interested in a Parkinson's support group, we're beginning to get one started.
Excellent. Yeah. So in the future, if you have anything that comes up or if you have a flyer for this Parkinson thing,
sure.
You can definitely send it over to me. Right. And we can include it in our resources or one of our, we send out an email every week too to our members.
Excellent.
On Thursday email. So thank you. Aaron.
Hi. So, like I was saying earlier, All Roads Recovery Center is a little bit newer on the block. We just opened up a storefront in Pleasantville, right across from the dosing center and for John Brooks. It's right next to Jack Seafood. We offer recovery coaching, so one-on-one recovery coaching and groups. Our groups are really, we try to be a little different. You know, we're trying to focus on the several different pathways. So faith-based is huge. It's really doing great. We have an anxiety and depression group. We have a CODA big book group. We have a few MAT-friendly 12-step groups. And in all honesty, one of the best groups I'm seeing is the faith-based on Thursday nights. We have had probably 20 to 30 people come out every Thursday to sing and praise and kind of talk about how recovery has brought us back to God. And, you know, it's been a beautiful process. And, you know, there's been a lot of new people that have came into the area fresh out of treatment, and they're able to kind of find their faith here without any judgment. You know, they get to be who they are and come into the doors and get loved up, and it's really cool. I've had a few newcomers get saved last week. They loved all the attention. But it's really turned out to be great. So Thursdays at 6:30 is our faith-based group.
Excellent. Thank you. And if you also have any flyers or information on that, if you could shoot me an email, and I'll have that added to our faith-based resources on our website. All right, so next we have Joanne Farrell.
Here I am. I just wanted to, first of all, say, you know, I just love your enthusiasm. Heather, Zach, everyone, you're really so inspirational. I'm just overwhelmed with that. So thank you so very much. For us here at Catholic Charities, we offer a variety of different types of venues. And, you know, because of the pandemic, we've been doing a lot by way of Zoom. So our support gatherings throughout the Holland Diocese, which is open up to Atlantic County residents as well, have been via Zoom. And I can certainly do a monthly, I do a monthly newsletter, and Brian, I'll be happy to send that to you. It is all also on our website. And I know, I believe you do have our information for our website. We've just recently updated a lot of that information, but all the newsletters are there. We also offer NA and AA meetings throughout the Holland Diocese, the entire diocese at various parish settings. Right now we're getting ready for September, you know, recovery month. And so I'm looking and working with pastors to get some special services going in their particular churches. And we're also offering a different type of training besides the spiritual companionship. And that is just, it is a 10-hour course that really focuses on looking at the whole picture of addiction. You know, not just the spiritual side of it. So it looks at it as a, you know, biological, psychosocial, you know, and spiritual, with the strong spiritual manifestations. But we focus on virtues. So our virtues are prudence and courage and empathy and faith, hope, and love, as well as justice, you know. So that's a really important program that we offer. It's been well received. We've had about 35 people actually complete the training already, and they're back into their settings and really enthusiastic and ready to go to help others as well. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And we are always happy to be part of this group as well and share these services and what we do. Also, I just recently, I have to tell you, I did a little bit of case management and working with our homeless veterans right in Atlantic County. So there is such a special need for us to focus on the homeless and the veterans. So please do keep them in your prayers. And we always want to thank them for their service to our country.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you. I just checked our website. We do have your information on there, and it's all working. So I appreciate that. And then we have Sophia.
So because I'm in Mercer County, I'm not in Atlantic County. I don't know if the services that we provide at our church would necessarily be helpful to you in Atlantic. But we don't have much of an addictions program at the church. We do have a mental health grief counseling program, as well as a food pantry. Other than that, we don't necessarily have much by way of addictions. Unfortunately, the congregants and the community that I work with, there is still very much a stigma attached to addictions. And so, unfortunately, we do know that addictions is very prevalent within the congregation, but no one is coming forward and asking for help.
I appreciate that, Sophia, and thank you for joining us today. And you mentioned stigma. We just had a two-part series, a stigma presentation, which is available on our website, which just talks about the different, you know, how language can really makes an impact on, you know, addiction and recovery, and, you know, trying to choose the right language to use. So I encourage everyone to check them out. So I guess at this time, Amber and I will just do like a brief overview of the coalition, talk about our initiatives and our different resources available here in Atlantic County. So I'm just going to share screen. All right, can everybody see that okay? All right, yeah, so Join Together Atlantic County. Like I said, we're a substance misuse prevention coalition. Our mission is to prevent, reduce, and or delay substance misuse among youth in Atlantic County in a long-term and sustainable manner. Our vision is to partner with youth, parents, law enforcement, community members, and leaders and citizens of this county to empower them to bring about the change necessary to protect our youth and families and our future. JTAC is funded through a number of different grants, federally, state, and local grants. We currently have over 250 active members from 12 different sectors. So our goal is to bring people from all these different sectors together and try to work on different initiatives to help prevent substance misuse. So here's a list of the different sectors that we partner with. And it's not limited to this, but this pretty much covers everybody. Sorry, my screen. Can you guys see this okay?
Yeah, I can see it, Brian. Okay.
So some of the current interventions we work on. So Join Together Atlantic County, we focus on three main things, which is underage drinking, marijuana use, and opioid abuse, which we know ultimately may lead to heroin. So some of the different initiatives that we work on for underage drinking, we do multiple different outreaches. One that we just held was the We Check for 21 conference, which is still available on our website. This is a training to help you know, those serving alcohol. So your bartenders, waitresses, waiters, liquor store owners, et cetera, teaches them how to spot a fake ID. So we pull in Joe Vassell with Vassell ID Training. He's a expert in fraudulent ID detection. So we do this once a year and invite all those that I just mentioned, as well as law enforcement, to that training. We also do sticker shock campaign, which is where we go into the local liquor stores with youth and have them label packaged goods, reminding those that are of age that it's against the law to purchase alcohol for anyone under the age of 21. The labels are fluorescent orange, and they remind those above 21 that, you know, if you purchase alcohol for anyone under the age of 21, you know, you can get up to 6 months in jail and $1,000 fine. Amber, do you want to mention the PSA contest we just had?
Yeah, so every year we do a middle school PSA contest to prevent underage drinking. So we reach out to the local schools and have students create an artwork. And this year it was two parents from the students about the dangers of underage drinking. And we had numerous schools participate, and we had, you know, a good amount of submissions this year, and the winner was just selected. We will turn this year, the first place winner is turned into a billboard. We're looking at where we're going to locate that in the county. And we also give out gift cards for the students for participating in that. So we just did that. There was just articles in the Press of Atlantic City, the Current of Egg Harbor Township, and Down Beach. They did articles about the winners. And then one of the other things we do is the tips training. So that's a training that we do for bartenders and servers. And it's, you know, how to responsibly serve alcohol. And so we do that. We just did two trainings recently, and we'll probably do another two very shortly, but it's just to teach, you know, the bartenders and the servers how to responsibly serve the alcohol. And then one of the other things we do is like physician outreach. So we'll send information to physicians relating to underage drinking for, you know, for them to talk to their patients about, and we give them the different like posters and stuff that we offer. And we also reach out to municipalities, and we try to get them to implement ordinances that will help prevent underage drinking. You know, for instance, like hotel and motel policies, 100% proofing, to, you know, require bars to proof, you know, to card every person. So they're just some of the other initiatives that we offer.
And these are some of our interventions for marijuana. We create and distribute information that debunks the marijuana is harmless. We also have a very active social media campaign directed at, you know, local students. Different events throughout the year, we hold symposiums. We've in the past brought in someone from HIDA, which is the high intensity drug trafficking area. We actually brought them in from Colorado to help, you know, expose the myths and, you know, inform people about the facts of legalizing marijuana. And then we just encourage, you know, the police departments to collect data on the marijuana use, what they're seeing in the community.
And I'd say, like, with the marijuana thing, you know, obviously it's something that's pretty big right now with the, you know, the, it's actually the cannabis legislation that's going on in New Jersey has been big. I've reached out to all the municipalities because we did send out an ordinance packet and relating to that. And so I did reach out to all the municipalities and we're trying to just track which municipalities have decided to opt in, which municipalities have opted out. And some municipalities are opting in, but then creating their own ordinances. So there's a big focus right now on the cannabis legislation because there's a lot of what ifs and it's not real clear, but there, like I said, when we did the one presentation for Fresh Start Church and the drug trends, a big focus was on the cannabis legislation. And there's just so much that changes on a day-to-day basis. So that's a big focus for us right now.
And we're just going through this pretty quickly. We just want to give you a brief overview and be, you know, mindful of the time. But for our current opioid interventions, one of the big things that we do is we place permanent prescription drop boxes throughout Atlantic County. These boxes are located in the police departments. And more recently, we've been placing them in the pharmacies. Apparently, there are 25 boxes throughout Atlantic County. Most of them are available 24/7. Some are only available during normal business hours. The ones that are located in the police departments, they take prescription medications and over-the-counter medications in pill form. They do not accept liquids, sharps, creams, aerosol cans, stuff like that. The pharmacies, however, do accept a little bit more. They will take the liquids, creams, things of that nature. And then the sharps, we recommend people contact their local hospital. So either AtlantiCare or Shore Medical Center, they both will take back sharps. We started placing these boxes back in 2015. There's a couple different programs, but not to get too in detail. We placed 14 of the 25 boxes that are currently located in Atlantic County. And since that time, we've collected over 13,000 pounds as of the beginning of this year. So for those that are, you know, apprehensive about going into a police department or are unable due to, you know, they don't have a means of transportation, we have what is known as Deterra drug deactivation bags. Now, we give these out free to the community. They're a safe way to dispose of any unwanted, unused, or expired medications in the privacy of your own home. There's carbon charcoal inside, and they work very easily. You just open the bags up, you add your medications into them, you fill a quarter of the way with water, you wait 30 seconds, and then you seal the bag up and throw it in your trash. These bags, you know, a lot of times, you know, someone that may be suffering with a substance use disorder, you know, may be tempted to get into the bag to ingest the medications. The charcoal, the carbon charcoal that is inside of these bags will make them sick. So there is no fear of them overdosing or misusing the drugs that are in the bags. We also promote the DEA take back days in addition to the drop boxes, which are twice a year in April and October, and that's run through the DEA. We do multiple outreach programs to the pharmacies, veterinarians, hospice care providers, realtors, funeral homes, physicians' offices. Basically, we just go in there, we introduce ourselves, tell them about the coalition, and then we talk to them about the importance of properly securing and disposing of medications. So they have the information that they can then share with their patients or clients. And we leave them with, you know, different materials, brochures, posters, stickers, magnets, with all the information on it. And then we also offer them the Deterra drug deactivation bags to help distribute them to the community. And we also distribute locking meosintamines. I know Amber mentioned this earlier. We know that, you know, nearly 70% of those that are misusing prescription medications are getting them from friends and family. So one of the big initiatives that we've been working on is distributing these locking medicine cabinets, again, for free to Atlantic County residents for them to safely secure their medications. And then a treatment resource guide. This is a brochure we put together initially for Eck Harbor Township Police Department back in probably 2016. Since that time, that brochure has grown, and we update it every other year. And basically in that treatment resource guide is a list of all the different treatment providers throughout our area. So it's inpatient, outpatient, detox, adolescent treatment. It lists the recovery centers and also the different hotlines and whatnot. And we even have tobacco resources on there as well. So anytime that a law enforcement, a police officer was to go to a scene of a drug reversal using Narcan, they would have this treatment resource guide to give out to the families or to those that had just, you know, overdosed and have been revived. So they have a way of finding help. But since then, this treatment resource guide has really grown, and we push it out to the community. So you'll find it in libraries, the hospitals, different, you know, prevention and treatment agencies, and just all throughout the community. So that's a good resource to have on hand too, especially in the churches, because a lot of times, you know, with the faith-based community, you are the ones are really on the front lines. You know, people are going to come to you first. So it's really important to have the resources available to give to your members or to those that are just, you know, reaching out for help for the first time and they're coming to you. So, and then Amber, if you want to touch on some of the things.
Yeah, so one of the other things is we create and train school resiliency teams for youth who experience trauma. So a big focus on this is the adverse childhood experiences, the ACEs. We have Dr. Lori DeSeltis from Butler University, as well as Michael McKnight with the Department of Education. They come in and they train these school teams. So we just recently had a 3-day training. So it's basically making teams in the schools to then, you know, distribute out this information to help deal with children who experience trauma and understanding how to deal with them in ways that are beneficial towards them. And so that we do that pretty regularly. We just did a 3-day training and then a 1-day follow-up training for the schools. We're also looking at doing these resiliency teams in a community. We're going to be doing a community event as well to focus on ACEs and trauma within community organizations. And one of the other things is, like Brian had talked about the prescription drug, like locking medicine cabinets, we've sent out ordinances that for municipalities to require new construction to include them in the homes. We haven't really had anybody jump on with that, but that's just one of the things that's out there. And then Knockout Opioid Abuse Day, it's October 6th every year. We reach out to municipalities and have them enact ordinances that they'll recognize October 6th as Knockout Opioid Abuse Day. Sometimes we go to sporting events and do things. We send out, that's when we do the physician outreach as well. We send out prescriber guides to all of the physicians in the county. And then we do the Opioid Task Force, which is, so we run Join Together Atlantic County. We have meetings. And then as well, we have the Opioid Task Force, which focuses on specifically on these opioid things. I don't know if you want to cover some of them, Rye.
Yeah, these are just some of the different interventions that we cover with the Opioid Task Force. Pretty much it kind of overlaps what we just discussed. But the Opioid Task Force meets just like the full coalition meeting every other month. It's coordinated between us and the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office. And really, it's just to really focus on our opioid interventions, just putting a little bit more attention on that with, you know, the opioid epidemic. And these are just some non-drug specific interventions that we work on. I mentioned our social media presence. We're very active on there. The Above the Influence campaign, each year we partner with Stockton. We work with Stockton students in a service learning class, and they oversee our Above the Influence campaign, which is a national campaign to raise awareness about substance misuse and really just push out, you know, positive messaging and facts about substance misuse. We don't have to get too involved in
The one thing on there is the pre-prom workshops. Obviously, we haven't really done much of that this year, but every year around prom, you know, this year we did an outreach. We go to the florist, we go to the tuxedo and dress shops, nail salons, and just distribute information relating to underage drinking and close to prom. But these pre-prom workshops, we have some local schools that will actually require parents to attend a workshop prior to their child being able to purchase a ticket, a prom ticket. So we weren't able to really do that this year, but it is something that we've done in the past. Like I know Buena Vista is one of the high schools that they would require the parents attend a workshop relating to like underage drinking in order for their child to be able to go to the prom. So we work directly with the schools on a lot of things when it relates to prom time to help prevent the underage drinking.
These are just some pictures of our permanent prescription drop boxes throughout Atlantic County. Top right corner is our one of our newest boxes, which is in Buncombe Family Pharmacy in Northfield. And these other boxes are what you would see in the police department. And then the top left corner, that's an outreach we did along with the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office and the Atlantic City Police Department, where we went into the high rises of the, the assisted living in Atlantic City and removed any prescription medications that were no longer needed from the residents. I think we collected like 80 pounds that day. These are just some pictures of the Deterra drug deactivation bags and the medicine lock boxes. If any of your organizations are interested in them, again, they are absolutely free. And if you just contact me and we can coordinate how to get them to you. Typically with the lock boxes, if you want it like 10 or 15 to start with to give out to the members of your organization, you go through them and then you would just contact us for additional ones. The Deterra bags in general, just so you know, they're around $5 each to purchase if you were to go into like Walmart or CVS or something. And these boxes here are now up to like $76. So there's quite a bit of an expense, but you know, due to our funding through our grants, we've been able to purchase them and distribute them throughout the community. We've distributed thousands of the Deterra bags and a little over 1,000 of the medicine lock boxes. This is just a sample of the rack cards that we give out to, you know, the pharmacies and veterinarians that I mentioned earlier, the hospice care providers, et cetera. Just information about proper drug disposal and where the boxes are. And this is the treatment resource guide that I mentioned earlier. This is actually a picture of an older one. We've updated it. So there is additional services in it and some minor changes to this one, but it looks pretty much the same. These are all also available for anyone that's interested. We can mail them to you or drop them off. And then, did that website open, Amber?
What, like if I click on it? No.
I mean, can you see the website? Or
are
you
the website and Facebook page.
Okay. So this is our website, like I was talking about earlier. This is just the main page. If you scroll down here, these are the two presentations on ending stigma that I mentioned. And then also we have that We Check for 21 training available until the end of July. And then on July 31st, we'll remove it from the website. On here, you can find more information about the Opiate Task Force, our youth coalition that we haven't really talked too much about, but we have a youth coalition that helps us with a lot of the initiatives like Sticker Shock and some of the Zombie Project and some of the other stuff that we talked about. Prescription drug disposal, if you click on that link, that takes you to all the Dropbox locations here in Atlantic County with the hours that they're open. Also talks about the Deterra. There's a couple sample videos here on how to use them. And then where to take sharps, et cetera. And then if you go to news, that's where we post all the things that are upcoming or happening currently. And then resources. We have a ton of different resources here, but here is the faith-based resource. If you click on that.
You can't see the website. I'm sorry. Oh. I thought you were asking if you could see the list of the website. Okay.
That's all right. Let me see if I can stop sharing here. You see it now?
Yeah, you can see it now. Yep.
All right. So this is our faith-based. So if you go to the top here, and you go to resources, and then down to faith-based, it pulls up this page here. This has to be updated. I just noticed that. This is where we list all of our different faith-based resources. And we try to be open. So it's not just, you know, we try to include everyone, you know, whether it's, you know, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, whatever. If the services are out there and available, we list them here on our website. I see we have RCA here. And actually, Zach, this is what I was talking about, this RCA link. That's the one I saw on your website, on your Facebook page. So it has all that stuff on there. So if there's anything you guys are interested in, please reach out to us. We have the materials. It's our goal to distribute the stuff throughout Atlantic County. And it's a huge help when we can collaborate and work together to help, you know, prevent substance misuse. So it's definitely, it's all of our responsibilities to really like play a part in it. So yeah, I appreciate everybody coming today. Does anybody have any questions you guys have for us? No questions?